Yes,
Waiting up. Oh, here we go. All right. Second episode for tonight. Run and Tell That Podcast. Tonight's topic is a kilo of 13 and 7. A kilo of 13 of I get yeah of a 13 and 7. This is Rose's topic. You already know.
It ain't no topic. It's an introduction. It's an introduction to when she wanna treat your penis like a line of coke in the 80s bathroom, and she just wanna get her toot on. You know what I'm saying?
But now, honestly, fellas, I partied in clubs in the 80s. I know about them bathrooms. I've been there, seen that, did that. But it's interesting. We should talk.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about that.
I've had a checkered past.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about that.
I've been in New York.
Mm-hmm. All right, well. I guess we need to talk about it.
We can talk about it and be about it.
I can't be about it, but we can talk about it. I can't be about it, but we can talk about it, though.
We can talk about it. I done been about it. Got a t-shirt. Oh, shoot.
Oh, we already got a message from Callie.
Let's do this.
Hello, gentlemen. So what are we talking about? A kilo of 13 and 7. What is 13 and 7?
Oh, yeah. Your Rose said it was a introduction of Bro, what the hell you said it was again?
Are you explaining the 13 and 7? What does that mean?
18.
It's an intro.
Yeah. There you go.
Is an intro to a lady that your penis is like a kilo. It's like a line of coke in the 80s bathroom that they ready to just snort up.
Oh my God.
The 13 and 7 is
sound
the party
like
favor.
Sound like she's sniffing dicks. That would have sounded like to me.
Yeah.
It could Damn. Be that, or it could be the, or it could be the string of cum that just shot out. Who knows?
Ugh! Now, wow! Again, you wow! So graphic.
Now. Again, it's nothing like having a line of coke sniffed off your dick.
John said, "Ugh."
Yeah.
You gotta be so graphic. Yeah. Hey.
Open that jar.
57, 58 episodes. I should be used to. How graphic
you should be used
is.
To all this.
Yeah, I should be.
Yeah, I don't like getting it in my mouth from a distance. Just let me have it, and I'll take it from you.
Oh, wow.
You don't like a shot. You like a direct hit.
No, I will take it from you. You don't give it to me. I'll take it from your ass.
Oh, wow. You just go ahead and you just take it. Even when he on
that's
the
right.
edge of even when he on the edge of letting it go, you just go ahead and like, let me just go ahead and squeeze it. He just need to tell you that he's ready to do what it's gonna do.
That's right. That's right. I handle it from there.
So it don't make no sense for him to penetrate. Because you just go ahead and you just suck it out.
That's right.
We call you suckalicious. Wow. I'm gonna Whoa. Tell you, Callie, like I said, you a rare breed. She's a rare breed. Look, wow. Callie, wait up, wait. Before we do anything,
Callie t-shirt.
Before we do, that's a good idea. We should
I'm gonna
do
get me a Callie
run and
t-shirt.
Tell Callie. Run and tell Callie.
I don't know about run and tell it, but I'm gonna get me a Callie t-shirt.
I think I'm gonna do the same. But you know what, Callie?
Yes.
So, wine glass, so you said that we're gonna be chairing tonight. So let's just go ahead and throw it up. So you
okay,
got your wine.
I'm ready.
All right, hey Gerard, you got
I got
your energy drink.
Yes, I do.
Hey, Ro, you got something in your hand that because Callie says she's gonna do a toast to us. I forgot about that. Hey,
I'm ready whenever you are.
Row 24.
Tell me when you're ready.
Nanu, Nanu.
Yeah. Yeah, I got something.
All right. So, okay. Callie, go ahead. I got me something. You got something,
Dow? I'm done. I'm here. I'm with you.
Come on now. Y'all be real now. Gerard, what you got?
All right.
I got me a Michelob.
Got me an energy drink.
All right. I got me a Monster energy drink.
Yep.
Okay.
I got some Tito's. What you got, Road Dog?
Tito's.
I got me a Mick Ultra.
Tell him what you really got. He got Tito's mixed with blueberry crown.
I see Rock down there. I don't know if he's got some liquor next to him, but anywho. Okay, you ready?
Yeah, we ready, Callie.
Okay. Raise your glasses, gentlemen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
This gulp that I'm about to take for each and every one of you.
Oh, my God.
It's too.
If you're going to take, it won't pass.
From each and every one of you, maybe all of y'all together, just, you know. But anyway, may you gentlemen have the very best of luck with this show for this year coming up. May it go and be all over the place. May you guys continue to reel in many more people to see your guys' shows. May you keep me on here with y'all to put my 1 cent in. And just, you know, may God bless each and every one of you. Good well, good health, and happiness for this year.
Thank you so much.
Callie. Same to you, Callie.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
Click.
Appreciate it.
And for all the other people that's listening, the only thing that
flirt?
She's saying is that she just said to now put your glass up
flirt.
And just drink.
I heard a slurp. I believe that was Callie.
Who? From where? From where?
That was Callie. See, I heard a slurp. She said, I heard it.
Okay, did you slurp
I missed
from
nothing.
The main source, or will you drink from the glass?
No, I drink straight from the bottle. What you talking about?
So if I had a champagne glass, and remember
Callie
now,
missed it, but I'm gonna let that go.
So remember now, I am a half. Look, when I ejaculate, I'm a half a cup of ejaculation.
Will you drink from a glass, Callie?
So that's what I'm trying to get at. So
I will drink from your hand. If you put it in your hand, I'll lick it up.
No, I got too much. Look, Callie, you got to remember, I got too much going on. Right?
are you sitting down, George?
Oh, my God.
Let me tell you something, Callie. Let me tell you something right now.
Oh, damn.
Did you gentlemen hear what I said? Because Gerard's sitting down. He can't handle it.
I had to sit down. Shit, damn.
Well, let me tell you something, Callie. Look. My ejaculation is like a cup of milk.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Will you drink a cup of milk, Callie? I guess, have you drank a cup of milk?
I don't want milk. I want honey.
But it's a little honey in there.
It's a sweet.
You can squeeze some honey in there.
You know why I say that? No. Do you know why I say that? Because when I lick it up, honey drips better than milk, right?
Damn.
It just stick to you. Honey stick to you. Don't stick to you.
Oh, damn.
It go down your trachea and esophagus, and it hit that dang on. Let me tell you something.
Is it all that, over my face?
There you go.
That's the song. Is it all over my face?
Yep.
Oh, it's all over my face.
By the time I take it to the next day.
I told you I don't wipe it off. I take it for the next day so I could just smell it.
Well, you better get go out. Man, like Luther Vandross said, here and now.
Callie, I'm gonna tell you, you're a rare breed.
Mm-hmm.
You're a rare breed.
Yep, that's why she's 68.
I don't know why. I do not know why.
So let me ask you a question.
I guess because you keep it real.
Yeah.
You know, like I said again, some women are just kind of closet freaks.
No, I don't think she.
You're just very open with your sexuality.
No, I don't think
you're very comfortable with your sexuality.
I disagree with you. I don't think she. I don't think she keep it real. You know why she ain't keep it real?
Him said you don't keep
told
it real.
Everything.
Let me tell you. Him said that you don't keep it real. And the only reason why you don't keep it real is because some of the stuff you've been telling us, it can't be real. It can't be that you had. It can't be that you were sitting there with the stuff on the back of your tongue. I mean, back of your throat. And you ain't swallow that thing and you still had it there. That can't be real. I'm gonna tell you right now. That can't
really?
It can't be real. Because I know your stomach were hurting. You want to eat something.
Why would my stomach hurt?
Because you were hungry. So you have to swallow. You have to swallow.
I do it all the time. So it's nothing new.
So this is okay. Well, all right. So we getting the best of you. I mean, you know, Foo Fighters.
Well, before you, let me play. Let me play this message because Rock message has been sitting there for a minute.
Sorry, Rock.
Hey, shout out to CG. Shout out to Ro.
Hey.
G-Man, Jared, this Rock. Can y'all tell and feel the difference? Whatever's going on with this realm, shit is speeding the fuck up. Not long ago, it was 9 a.m. Where I'm at, it's basically 4:23, it's quarter after 5 where I'm at. That riled some people up. Oh, you one of them niggas? You always say quarter after something, quarter till, quarter before? You sound like an 80-something-year-old. What time is it? It's quarter after. Quarter after what? Quarter after your ass. Wash it. Okay. Yeah, so I'm going to do a quick decode tonight. West Coast time, 7 o'clock. South and Midwest, that should be 9. And in the East, it should be what, 10. Yeah, I'm
going to go in.
I ain't going to be on for too long or for too short, but everybody going to get their stroke on.
Oh.
Okay. All right.
Yes, sir.
G-Man, were you finished with me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, the last time... Hey, hey, bro.
Mm-hmm.
What? Hold on, I ain't finished with you, but go ahead and y'all keep talking.
Wow.
You gotta think.
Well.
So what's your birthday plans?
Who, mine?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, just chilling, you know. See what the day brings, you know.
You be on an all gentleman like, you know, if something, you know, happens, you probably wouldn't tell us. You keep that to yourself.
You know.
Maybe like, I just stayed home and chill.
Yeah, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know.
You know. Just, you know.
Well,
I was gonna relax, from
what I was told, I thought he had plans. He got plans. He going to a concert.
Concert? I ain't going to no concert.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm wrong. My bad.
No, I ain't going to no concert. No, I ain't going to no concert. Mm-mm.
So what are you doing for your birthday, bro?
Just, you know, I'm just going to let the weekend unfold and whatever happens, happens.
Somebody told me to tell you that
Who's somebody?
You better get on the stroll and make that money.
Cause I'm gonna tell y'all something, right? So my brother and hopefully my future sister-in-law tried to pimp me and my son out. Try to pimp us out. Yup. Who would have thought that Row 24 and my future sister-in-law was going to pimp me and my son, try to pimp us out?
How did you try to pimp y'all out?
They, you know what? We'll talk about that in the group chat. I'm just going to say that I was at work minding my business. You know what I'm saying? Then Ro called me. I'm cutting meat. He talking to me. Oh, by the way, you know, we sent a picture to somebody. I said, what? A who? And it was like, yeah, you and your son. Really? You're just going to pimp us out like that, huh?
Well, first of all, I was in the picture with y'all.
You ain't pimping yourself out.
You know.
You are the pimp. So I guess you standing with your hoes. You know what I mean? I promise you. I guess we hustle and flow now, huh?
Uh-oh. I ain't think you put your hand on that steering wheel and say you in charge. I said, I ain't tell you to put your hand on the steering wheel and say you in charge.
You know what I'm saying? I do this for you, I guess. You know what I'm saying? I do that for y'all. We do it for y'all because it's you and your lady.
I mean, I feel like, see, first you got to backtrack with G-Man and Callie as well to let them know now that me, you, your son, my nephew, was on the conference call and conversations was taking place, you know, and y'all said that as a father and a son combo.
If that somebody sounds weird, what wanted, you about to say.
If somebody
that's what you said. Nah. Action,
you no, said, y'all said y'all no, was mom busting into the arena like Hall and Nash.
Oh, no,
NWCW.
No, we didn't. No, we did not. No, we did not.
Which
you said
your
that.
Your son said,
you said,
as long
you
as
said that.
You don't make eye you contact with him, he will give you a high five.
You know what? That's, even hearing it again sounds even more weird than the first time when you said it.
Even when I said it's only weird when you think about it.
It's weird by you saying it.
I can't even.
I just repeated for you, man, to know what the parameters of what led to the so-called pimp out. Nobody pimped you out, number one.
Yes, he did.
It's like advertising. Yes, we advertised you like a billboard. You know,
hey,
we advertised
you. But that's pimping out. What you talking about, advertising? Even, that's exactly what that is.
No, Cal,
even when the show, when the first show ended, I called my brother. His lady, which will be my future sister-in-law, she said she was a pimp and I'm her pimpette.
Mm. Oh, man. Pimpette. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. I mean, you got Gladys Knight and the pimps. I mean, it's a group effort.
Mm.
You know?
Well,
Gerard.
By me not saying nothing, you already know. Literally tried to pimp us out.
No, we would never.
Yes.
You can't pimp out people that you love, okay? I was
that
advertising.
Makes no sense. You know, that's son. Pimping. You pimped us out. You tried to. Mm-mm. I said, no, I'm good. Too late. He said, too late.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's too late. It's already. She already.
If that ain't pimping.
She already looking. She already looking to see.
Jeez, too late.
He seen the picture and he was like, "You know what?
I didn't say nothing."
He said, "You know."
I said nothing.
You know.
I said nothing. Okay. I said nothing.
No. Now.
I said nothing.
What's crazy? G man, let me know, Callie, Dale, y'all let me know if this wild or not. So me and Gerard talking, or you know, we sitting there somehow we get to talking about, you know, as you know, some people like to call them red dots. Not us though. We love everybody. Mm-hmm. But you know, he was like, I wouldn't be opposed to taking one of these, you know, other ladies of another descent and putting a red dot on their head and making the culture appropriate.
He said that to me. Well, he wasn't talking about himself, but he said it to me. He said, I should find somebody, put a red dot on their forehead. He said that.
He said that he would take some gazpacho over there and put some spices
about
in
this.
It.
Think about this. He always saying I'm saying something, but he never says nothing. But it's always me. It can't always be me.
I am saying that. I'm repeating what was said. Still love you, though.
That's what you said.
We trying to identify a committed relationship for you.
Yeah. Not pimping me out.
Now, we ain't going to pimp you out, but we know we want to, you know, make sure you're comfortable with where you at.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm
pimping is a nasty word.
That's
not a good word.
That's
it's like Facebook.
That
you
is what,
profile.
Literally, That is what your significant other said. She said she was the pimp and I'm the pimpette.
I don't recall that conversation.
You don't recall?
We set you up. We set you up a profile. There's a difference.
Wow. Wow. You literally tried to pimp me and my son out.
I love both of y'all. Why would I do that? You know what I mean? That don't make sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. It makes sense.
How old's your son?
24.
Oh, yeah, he ready. Yeah, he
damn.
What the hell is that?
Yeah,
Dale said he ready to get. Oh, so he ready to get on the stroll, huh? Wow.
Wow.
Be honest, I mean, again, you think back. What about how old were you when you got on the stroll?
I don't know what you're talking about. I've never been on the stroll.
Okay.
I've never been on the stroll.
Okay.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, as
I am pure male, and wholesome. That is what I am.
Okay. Wholesome. Virgin. Okay. Wholesome. Virgin. I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he 24. He ready. He been ready. And then we got to remind him who his father is. Come on now.
Hey, Dale, I was told to tell you thank you for saying that.
I'm just saying. Come on now.
I don't know what y'all talk about.
Bloodline. Come on.
I don't feel like we should be bringing this 24. Into 2025.
He ready.
I really don't feel like we should be bringing this into 2025.
But bro, we need to sit down and talk. We really do. We got to talk. That boy ready. Mm-hmm. He a moneymaker right now. At 24.
Oh, my God.
He a moneymaker.
Wow.
Now we have a whole conversation here.
Wow.
Oh, my God. How are we literally going to have this conversation about my son being on the stroll? Really?
Right.
I promise you, ain't nothing but love and respect. But that boy ready. He doing some shit.
Plus, he's athlete, the way too.
I think it's the way you keep saying he ready. I think
he's an athlete.
He in the game, bro.
Baseball player.
He in the game.
Anybody who already got their kid, they'd already ready.
You grandpa yet?
He grandpa.
Yeah.
His son good. His son good.
Man, he done crossed the burning sands, man. That boy ready.
Oh my God. The
burning sands.
Initiated.
Wow.
In the game.
That's right.
Shoot. You grandpa Rod. I'm shit. Grandpa Rod. Shit.
Hey.
And his best days are still in front of him, ahead of him.
Poor Dryer.
Hey, Callie.
Yes.
So Callie, you grandma yet?
Callie been a grandma.
I've been a grandma for 10 years now.
Oh, shit.
Actually, let me get close and personal with Callie right quick.
Close and personal, Callie is coming.
So Callie, question to you.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had a 12-2 before?
12-2. I don't know what 12-2 is. 12, but I'm scared.
12-9 with 2 wide.
What the hell?
Okay, I'm scared. I ain't scared. 12-2. 12-2. 12-2.
How about this? I'll answer the question once you get one yourself.
Oh.
Hey, well, I might not have
damn. A
too. I told
you. All right, then.
I'm going to tell you like I said last time.
Mm-hmm. Don't be talking fast now.
I might not have 12-2, but I guarantee you 9. 9-3. Mm-hmm. I guaranteed you 9-3.
Mm-hmm.
Guaranteed.
That's guaranteed, Kat.
I'll take a. Mm-hmm. I guarantee.
You know what that's going to get you? That's going to get you 12.
Exactly.
So
how are you going to get that 12?
So like I told
that
you,
is 12, 9-3 is 12.
But that's why I told her last week. I told y'all remember now. I told her that last week. I might not get
12, count at 12,
but I can guarantee you
12,
9-3. I can guarantee you that. So you think about that for a second. Hey, why are you drinking on your Stella Rosé?
Mm-hmm.
Stella Rosé, and you drink.
You think nine? You think you really think 9 is good enough?
is good enough. Oh, it hit the look. Let me tell you right now. It hit
You know who you're talking to, right?
Listen, listen. It hit every single
spot. You know who you're talking to.
It clogged the hole. I'm a hole.
How you delivered a 9-3.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you something right now, brother. I'm just like the plumber. I'm the plumber.
There you go.
Every single time your drain need to be cleaned, you call the plumber.
9-3.
That's why the separate tanks right now, you ain't noticed that everybody's separate tank backup. And they got
tanks do get backed up.
And they got to call him.
Got to call him.
They got to call him. They got to call him.
And unclog the blockage.
And guess what I do? I come there with my easy off. Matter of fact, let me say it right. I come there with my KY.
Oh.
And I unplug the hole.
Really? KY? Oh. Is that the best you can do?
Oh, okay. Matter of fact, it's a classic.
What do you want me to say?
That's an old classic. No. Oh, yeah, I don't want Vaseline either.
Somebody
greens up some Vaseline on you. That is crazy work.
Trying to make it easy on you.
I'm just trying to figure out why she
Chinese edible lube.
Look, let me tell you about edible lube. Callie.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready. Give it to me.
Yeah, you gonna get it?
Yeah, shoot.
No, the thing is, the thing is, look, G-Man.
You keep playing with him. Look, him gonna get it. Look, them two don't mix together, right? But when you get that banana and that strawberry, that's a nice flavor. You put a little Greek yogurt in that thing, some honey. And you whip that thing up together.
It feel good in the back of your throat.
That's right. You can season that thing.
These are your words. Oh, you're not God. Out. These are your words.
I'm just using her.
Your words. You know. You know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We got another message from Rock.
I'm going to Atlanta tomorrow. Bump this. I'm done.
The hell?
Eat it. Eat it.
What the heck?
Get it.
I love him. Yes, sir. Do your thing, Bo.
Rock you the man.
Oh, man.
I heard that. Y'all got quiet. Wow.
No, because you know what? I just said that I'm going to be in Atlanta tomorrow.
You know what? If I could get at least $10 for every time you say that, you know, my birthday's next month. Keep going.
Callie, you give me, I won't even say that on the phone. Mm-hmm. My word will be used against me. You give, look, we going to take a Ryan and Tell that going to take a trip.
Mm-hmm.
You can do a podcast from Atlanta.
Yeah, we definitely can do.
You can do one from Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
From your living room, we can do a podcast from your living room.
First of all, I don't have a living room. Second of all,
your porch, your bedroom, we can do a podcast.
You ain't not coming to my room.
Oh my God! God damn! Hell no!
My boyfriend was not like that.
Why you trying to slide that bedroom in there real quick? Yeah,
right.
Your bedroom?
No.
She ain't got no living room.
Maybe in an Airbnb, yes. Hook it up. I'll be there for my birthday.
But look, Callie, but that's the thing. You should trust us enough, man. Look.
I know.
But him, look, let me tell you this. Him is good. I know, look, Dale is good. I know that Gerard is good. I know Roe is good. I know
JP.
So, look.
Yes.
Let me just go ahead and tell you this. I'm going to be honest. The only person might step aside they self might be him.
I know.
Him might step aside. You know why him might step beside himself? I'm going to tell you this, bro. Mm-hmm. The only reason why, because he want to know what she working with.
I think help us paint a picture.
I think
it's him and Callie.
What does that
how does that end?
That's gonna be a nuclear bomb.
You won't see him come back.
No.
Say again.
I said, you won't see him come back. He won't come back.
You won't see who come back.
Damn.
Who are we referring to? Him.
You won't see him come back?
You won't see him come back.
He done. He threw.
Because I won't. No, he won't be released until I say he released. So he ain't going to be moving around like that.
Damn.
Oh, shit. So him going.
Yeah, listen, especially when you showing up with that petroleum jelly.
Hey, you know, she like that edible. She don't do petroleum jelly.
Yeah.
That petroleum
jelly. So that's it. Uh-huh. So once again, him is not having any
raspberry, preferably.
She's gonna have him tied up like in Misery.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you right now.
Exactly.
If y'all want to see a angry black man, him don't have anything touching.
What I'm gonna do? I will tie you up and send the key to Ro, and he'll have to come down here to get you. Oh, how about that?
Drive slow.
Well, look, I tell you this. All that's good, as long as you don't touch the rectum. That'll be like.
I won't touch it. Other things might touch it, but I ain't gonna touch it.
Oh,
no,
shit.
No. Well, guess what? All bets are off.
Oh, shit.
Him not receiving none of that.
If I tell it to.
Him ain't a receiver.
No. Him can't receive it.
Mm-hmm.
Him said, like him said a long time ago, it's used for wiping and dropping.
Mm-hmm.
Exit only.
Yeah.
I'll wipe it and drop it already.
So you done turned me off right now. Him saying
back on, Callie, you gotta turn back on.
No,
he turned off now.
No, right. Look, right now, him said he going a different direction.
Callie said, "Turn around."
And I'm twice. You know what he wants me to say? You know what he wants me to say? He wants me to say, "I'll suck your balls through your dick." That's what you want me to say.
Oh,
you not opposed to that? That don't offend you?
Who?
That don't offend you.
No, she wanna eat the butt first. I can't let her eat my butt.
She said she don't want to eat the butt. She said she just wanna lick the balloon.
That's right.
The only person I know that
as long as it's not deflated.
The only person I know that Callie, you wow. She said love is not deflated.
No, they down.
Well, guess what? They got some of that stuff that you can pump it up.
Yeah, pump me up.
Oh, Callie, God.
Is there anything you won't do?
I already said what I won't do.
He didn't want to say it again.
Oh, God. I do not lick anal at all.
You don't lick anal.
I don't do.
You don't do anal.
Oh, I'll okay, lick you. I'll get you. For sure.
You know, there's a chemistry between him and Callie. It's obvious chemistry.
Yeah.
You know, it's obvious.
It
just is what it is.
You know, it's just like a nuclear bomb.
It's going to be
we just need to let it happen.
Yeah.
And then at the end, look, Callie, let me tell you something. Let me just go ahead and tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
R. Kelly said it best back in 19 something something.
Before you were born?
No, I was born.
You're born.
He was in the game. Seems like you're
ready. Callie, are you ready?
You need to say that to your damn self. You need to say that to your damn self. Are you ready?
I'll be honest with you. Me personally, I'm scared of Callie.
No, I'm gonna tell you right now. I'm
scared.
Man,
I'm scared.
Man, I will work her like
all you need to know. All you need to know, I do not let go until I'm done with you.
I will work Callie like the alphabet.
Oh damn.
I will say, hey, what number what letters that when she get the Z, she be like, stop.
Mm.
You gonna like this?
Mm. Mm. Callie, like I said, there's not many women like you that actually verbalize the fact that you
I think she likes sex.
You enjoy it.
Hell yeah.
I like I said, some women, you know, they play the role that, you know, I don't want.
Do you think
Callie's up front with hers? But you think she enjoys sex?
She might want me to pick up.
She doesn't. It doesn't. Sex doesn't bother her. But she may do things that she's not always comfortable with, but she'll do it to please.
And I think she needs somebody to pee on her. I think somebody need to pee on her toe.
Whoa!
And no, I don't care for that. Oh. Don't do it.
You, how about pee? How about pee on your back?
No, no, no.
How about pee on your hair? Dominate.
No.
How about somebody?
And you better not touch my hair. Do not touch my hair like that. Mm-mm-mm.
Wow.
Wow. Well, look. How about dragon style your hair? You know what dragon style mean? Yeah, you know everything, but you don't know what dragon style mean? Let me tell you about dragon style. Grab the back of your hair, pull it forward, and
that
grab the forehead.
Her. That'll bother her.
No, she like it.
Like, I think she
like my hair pulled. I get my hair pulled all the time.
There you go.
God dang.
There you go.
I can't mess with her.
There you go. I'm gonna tell you, Callie, you're a special breed.
All right, I give up.
And again, if we had to pay you, we wouldn't have enough money.
I ain't got none.
No, no.
I can't even travel to Atlanta. My look, my 9 to 3 won't do nothing to her.
Yeah, no, no.
I'll be sleeping by dang on 30 minutes later.
Callie, like I said, you're a trooper. You're a true trooper.
So I'm gonna be like Lil Wayne. I'm gonna just go ahead and tap out. I'm gonna tap out.
If you think that you're gonna tap out in 30 in an hour, don't even bother to come down here.
Yeah, hey, look.
Really?
Look, I'm
really.
Look, when look.
30 minutes
don't bother.
To an hour, a tap out is not a satisfaction.
I can give an hour. I'm telling you right now.
You get a sit out. So
I need a solid 2 hours straight. Solid.
Well, guess what, Callie? You need to go back to the episode that we, because we had an episode talking about the five almond. You do the honey pack, the five almond. You can go
if you need.
Here we go.
Look.
Here we go.
There's a problem. No. If there's a problem, if you need something out of a package.
Callie, gotta be honest with you now. No matter how you get your 2 hours, that's non-negotiable. As long as you get your 2 hours,
and as long as you feeling it.
Oh, exactly. You making the rules? Okay.
No. Like I said, we gotta play by your rules. We'll honor that. But at the end of the day, you get your 2 hours.
Callie, okay.
You gonna be spelling your name, and you gonna spell it backwards. Damn.
You know what? It spells backwards, right? Aim.
Yep. That's why I said you
spell backwards as loco. I'm just saying it's crazy as shit. That's
right. Gerard, you got that one?
I got you.
Look.
I got you. I got you.
Short stroke is in the building. And you guys have a message that's been sitting there for a minute.
Yeah.
Go for it, bro.
I was waiting on
sorry.
Yeah.
Damn, why she gotta be a dumbass bitch?
God. No, we ain't nobody said that.
Who said
ain't
that?
Nobody said that.
He's not in the room anymore.
Oh.
Nobody
He's
said
not
that.
In the room anymore. No, see, no, I couldn't no, read no, I couldn't no. I couldn't read that message. Because if I would have read it, I would have muted it.
You gonna disrespect
no,
Callie got more respect in this room than anybody in the world.
So let me tell you about him. So that guy that just came around is a scroll. I mean, he just go to different dang on places and all that stuff like that. But let me tell you that. Two middle finger and a thumb up.
Yeah.
F you, man.
Yeah, for true. Callie got more respect than anybody on the planet right now. We good. She'll never be disrespected. Never, ever. Not far as running tell it got to say anything about it.
The only time Callie's respected when she disrespect herself.
Oh, she ain't gonna disrespect herself. Mm-hmm. She's true to her game. Callie true to herself.
Thank you, Chuck.
No, but for sure.
I just need to know why she don't want to take the 9 and 3.
Callie will be able to 9 and 3. She'll take a 9 and 3. Callie will do a 9 and 3. Still
that 12. Would be for, look, that would be for practice for you, not for me.
Yeah, well, I practice. It is what it is.
A lot of people like the 9 and 3. Trust
me. Yeah, try 9 and 3.
Look, you 9 and 3. Don't get it twisted. I know for a fact the person you're dealing with ain't 9 and 3.
And anyway, like I said, every day.
I know he's not. Of course he's not.
Huh? What do you say? Now you thinking.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah. I said it. Your person that you're dealing with is not 9 and 3. Probably 7 and 1.
No.
You probably
my how tall are you? G-Man, how tall are you?
Huh? How tall are you?
How tall?
6'1".
I'm six feet. 6 feet.
1 inch.
Huh?
6 feet, 1 inch.
6'1", 6'1", 6'2".
And then I wear size 12, but guess what? I wear size 9 someplace else. Yes, sir.
Lord have mercy.
That's right. Look, the good Lord has blessed me in areas that I would never ever thought. But when I pull that Joker out, it's like a snake.
Oh my God. I don't play Rock's message.
Yeah.
Hey, shout out to everybody. This is Rock. Shout out to the guy Show Stroke. This is Rock. Hey, whoever just was on that message and he said, oh, he caught that bitch jam. Them the motherfuckers that be on, they on Goofy Time. Mm-hmm. You know, they on some Looney Tunes shit. You know, that's like my 12-year-old nephew. He like to play pranks. You know, ain't never had no twat in his life.
Rock, we appreciate you, man.
I like the 12-year-old nephew.
Yeah, I don't think I would have said it like that, but okay.
Real just keep laughing.
It's how he said it. It's how he said it. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
All right, I'm going to play this next message. Everybody got quiet.
What up, gentlemen? What's up, Rock? Y'all are blessed up there with the most wonderful woman in the world, other than what I live with. Cali girl is one special girl. She is. Y'all better take care of her. Toodaloo-baroo.
Thank you, Strokes.
Cali, you know, we've talked about you in reverence. And we've lifted you up, but like I said, you see now other folks are looking out that again. Cali, you're special. You're special to the program. You're special to us.
So thank
like
you.
I said, you just keep hanging in there.
Oh, I'm trying.
Don't you stop. And like I said, there's a chemistry between you and him. I haven't put my finger on it exactly, but again, it's unique and it's special to the show. And we appreciate you. Don't you ever think you're not appreciated or respected. We say a lot of crazy stuff now, but again, like I said, it's nothing in harm or disrespect to you. You have the respect of running Tell It to the utmost.
Thank you. I know you guys love me. I love y'all too.
For sure.
I know.
Yep. Don't you ever lay down one night and think we don't respect you. And thank you for what you bring to our podcast. Like I said, again, you're special in many ways. So like I said, again, and your honesty, like I said, some women don't speak their truth, but you speak yours. Like I said, again, we love the fact that, again, you acknowledge us, you acknowledge your sexuality. And again, like I said, again, you bring something very special to our podcast, and we thank you.
Thank you. I mean, I feel like, I don't know if why or how that came about that I feel very comfortable talking about all that like that. So like easy, like it comes easy to talk about. I don't think maybe in my early 20s, I was open like that. But I think through just experience and I guess breaking me out of my shell of not being open, you know, when you're around it enough or a lot, I guess, respectfully, you know, it becomes like natural. Like, and then I'm looking around like, why everybody else should be like that too. Like, why are you're not getting the best of that if you're not open. Right?
Cali, you're speaking truth. Like I said, again, relationships, marriages would be in a better position if they could speak the truth that we speak. Like I said, we laugh, we kid, but at the end of the day, it makes a difference. You know, like I said, again, people have been in relationships for years and years and years, but they don't speak our truth. Like I said, again, sexuality is a part of who we are, what we are. And again, mm-hmm. like I said, you're able to speak your truth. Again, like I said, again, there's a lot of women that hold it in the back of their throat and just don't tell it, you know, mm-hmm. for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. So like I said, again, you continue to speak your truth.
Yeah, I mean,
I respect you.
I definitely do.
And Run and Tell It will always respect you.
Yes,
and the day that they stop is a day that I'm no longer, I feel comfortable with being a part of it. So you continue.
Yeah. So if you swallow for a living, Callie, we still respect you.
Shit. Not for a living, just for enjoyment, for entertainment.
You take a, what a way to take a Hallmark moment and just turn it just like that.
You like, know how I go, man.
All the positive.
Look,
for true.
But, you know, so not to change the subject, trust me. So what do you guys think about all the stuff that's going on in the United States right now? Like, we have, like, the bombing going on. Not the bombing, but the driving going on in
New Orleans.
New Orleans. I'm supposed to go to New Orleans next month.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Do I feel safe going to New Orleans after that? So come to find out,
you do.
The cops had all the barriers to pit up, but they didn't pit it up. That's the time to pit it up.
So
when you got the shoot, go ahead.
They were supposed to fix, I think, four of those barriers. But I guess the head person of transportation or whoever said that because they knew that they were not in working order, they put the police officers there at that turn and felt like that would be sufficient enough. But they admittedly said, obviously, that was not enough. So they are admitting that it's their fault that they did not properly get that set up. They failed. They basically admitted they failed. And then to the Cybertruck, that was a suicide that was said today. It was a suicide.
Enjoy this tonight.
Oh, yes, sir. You know, and you know the thing about it is that, I mean, like, somebody said something the other day. Matter of fact, it was yesterday. And matter of fact, it was my cousin. He said, your guy sat there because, you know, he had to actually rub into my face. It's not because of who I voted for. It's not because of this and that and that. But he said, my cousin was telling me the other day, he said, man, your guy sat there and he said some stupid stuff. And I was like, what did he say that stupid? He said, this guy was like, he came from the southern border and all this stuff like that when he was born in United States.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the military and all that stuff like that.
And served.
So I had to actually go back and look at it and all that stuff like that. And I was like, man, well, you got to remember when you have people around you that give you misleading information, that's what normally happens. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to continue on believing sometimes misleading information until we actually going, you know, like, look at it as a whole, as like when someone do something wrong, we call it for what it is. You know what I'm saying? And my cousin, he was 100% right in that situation and all that. But when you think about like all the stuff that's going on right now, it's like, man, this is crazy. Like the world only, I mean, we don't even supposed to be like that, this as a country. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like Biden sat there and trust me, believe me, man, I don't have anything against. I don't have any problem with anything that goes on with any, like, Republican or Democrat. But when you sit there and you, like, people that kill people, you don't want them to be executed for killing someone? I got a problem with that. Because they choose to actually sit there and kill someone. You know what I'm saying? I got a problem with that. So, I mean, like, I think that they should get the death.
They were civilians.
Yeah, I mean, but when you sit there and you give them, you don't take them, you take them off a death row and have them to just go ahead and die in prison. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's, you kill somebody.
Yeah.
And that's how the way I feel about that. I mean, like, but that's just me.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Well, go ahead and, I'm gonna play before I play Rock's message. Go ahead and get everybody's final thoughts. We can go ahead and close out for the night.
Yeah, man.
So we're gonna yet again, another week. We're gonna start with Callie.
Start with me. Yeah. Well, I think I could just, say the repeat of what I said about, bringing in the new year and, wish you guys everything, for your shows. And thank you for letting me be a part of it. But yeah, I would like to dive into relate some relationship stuff down the road if you guys are open to that.
We're open.
Because I mean, not just being open about talking about sexual stuff, but there would be a lot more happier men if more women would be more open. And I think we need to get women in the audience to leave messages about why they don't, or if they're
Yeah,
willing to
Callie.
answer those questions, why do you not want to, be in the bedroom in the sheets talking about stuff,
Callie,
Well, why don't
again,
we? I'm gonna say it real quick. Why don't we? Because we, like I said, we're gonna take a 2 week break. So this will be the last episode we do, and then we're gonna take 2 weeks off. Why don't we try to plan something where we can try to get a. How many people? I can't remember. How many people can you have in the panel?
Six.
So why don't we? Yeah, because it's only what me. Why don't we try to, get the panel and then try to build a panel and then we can get people and then we can just have that open discussion and make an
Yeah,
episode.
but you know what's so good about Callie? Callie, you got a good follower. So I mean, so you get your
Following,
people
yeah.
on your side. I mean, you get
Yeah,
your
for
people on your
sure.
side, and then we get we. I mean, and then we'll definitely connect
For sure. Kind of like I said again, you're appreciated and respected more than you'll ever know in regards to Run and Tell It. So, like I said again, we thank you for your participation and hanging in there with us. Like I said again, I haven't found many women at all like you
Yeah,
that share
honestly, yeah.
that's being honest, that's keeping
That's
it
right.
real,
Keeping it 100.
and we appreciate you. So, like I said again, you'll always, in my mind, you'll always be a part of the Run and Tell It podcast in spirit, if not in just being physically there. But like I said again, we're going to do some great things in 2025. And again, in order for us to do that, be as great as we think we're going to be, we need you.
Yeah, and you know what? And just to
Oh, thank
piggyback
you.
off of the situation, and just to piggyback off of what Dell just said, this is my final thought. My final thought is that we continue to grow together
Yes.
and we continue to understand one another.
Yes, yes.
Sometimes I can go to the left, but that's why I need you guys to keep me to the right. You know what I'm saying? And then Callie, by you being the person that you is, I appreciate you.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I mean,
Yes.
you don't know what you do for this podcast, but I'm gonna let you know this right now. As long as you don't lick my ass, that's all I gotta say.
Oh God.
Another one.
Now you remember,
Another
y'all
one
remember that.
done. I promise
Y'all
when you see
remember
that,
that.
as long as you stay away from his ass and keep it 100, we good. As long as you.
Okay.
All right.
We're gonna be fine. We're gonna be great.
And that's my final thought.
And like I said, for again, we cannot, share enough with our listeners in all the countries and all the states how much we appreciate them.
Yes, sir.
And like I said again, Callie, like I said, you will always be a part of the Run and Tell It.
Yes, sir.
Because again, you bring another aspect to the program.
Yes, sir.
So we're gonna
Yeah.
respect you, we're gonna honor you, we're gonna
Yeah.
lift you up,
Yeah.
and we're gonna make sure that you're well with us. So like I said again, we thank you. Like I said, for
Yeah.
Gerard and Roe, again, guys, you guys don't know how much we respect and
Yeah,
love you and honor
yeah,
you.
yeah. Absolutely.
So like I said again, don't ever think that we don't see each other every day.
Yeah.
We don't talk every day, but like I
We get
said,
together.
we're
Yeah.
together. We're friends. We're family. La
Yeah.
familia, and other languages. But like I said again, we thank you
Yeah.
guys. Like I said again.
And Gerard, you know what's so
Yeah.
funny about it? You got six messages to pay late.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Go
Y'all
ahead and
have
do
the
your thing.
longest final thoughts I've ever heard. No, Ro, go ahead and do your final thought, then I'm gonna play the messages, then I'll do my final thought, then we'll close out.
Shit. All right, let me see. I ain't thinking one. All right. Here we go. Covers are cold and pillows are sincere, but brisk air with the wind is the heavenly touch.
What the hell? Look, I,
every time you do that, that makes my head hurt. You go
put Callie in that little thing. Sheets and pillows, damn.
Hey, be off the top, baby.
All right, let me go ahead and play these messages out, and then I'll give my final thought.
Shout out to everybody out there that's rock. Shout out to those in the Boom Boom Room. In traffic school on the way to the store. Finna get something to drink to go with this shit. Not no alcohol, but just a little sweet something. She got that bun on her head, look like a goddamn beat up saw. Hey, Callie, you say 2 hours? Hell no. That's cool, but man, go long and strong. Go for more than 2 hours. Of course, you take your breaks, but man, we gotta go for longer than that for sure. Get the room every now and then. The cool thing about the nigga net, the internet, it got a lot of these apps to give you discounts on rooms. Man, I be enjoying that shit. Me and baby, we dress up every now and then, and I fuck with her and I get the flashing back. What you want? You want them short strokes? You know what? No, what did I say? I say you want the long strokes or the short jabs? I remember when I was doing my thing and I was youngster, I asked this one bro, you want long strokes or short jabs? She said, short jabs. We started rolling. Blowing her back out. Hey, shout out to everybody that's rock. Hey, I got this spray, right? It don't keep my shit hard. It's a skeet delay. You know, I'm already, you know, because me and baby getting down. She want to throw that ass back. She trying to hurry up and come. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm not looking to bust in 10 minutes. I'm like, I want to be up in that shit doing my thing for 45 minutes, you know, right up under an hour. But I get that skeet delay. Man, I ain't gone enough for dinner like 3 hours, you know. I can control my shit without it. But still, I want to go for a good hint, not a minute, but a hint. Man, I need that skeet delay. It's going down. Fuck what you heard. Fuck the dumb shit. You know, and we doing multiple positions. Fuck doing that missionary, you know, all the time. Fuck clapping it from the back. Lift that leg up. Let's go froggy style.
One leg on the bed, one leg.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. One of my favorites is clapping it from the back, and she got her back arched up, and I got both my arms going up around, and I'm playing with them nipples. Oh, them areolas. She gotta have some fat ass areolas, but if she got some little morsels, that's decent. But I need them areolas. Hey, shout out to everybody that's rocking. And then again, when I'm doing my thing. Man, you know, I got the little freaky juices, you know, smelling like fruit and shit like that. Man, we ain't just going dry. Fuck what you heard. Man, I'm clapping that from the back. I better not be smelling no, you know, no raw ass. It ain't that the woman I'm getting down with, you know, fresh out the shower. Regardless, man, you got to put on some squirt good fucking with me. You know, I'm putting the shit on. She ain't just finna dome me raw. You know, I'm putting that shit on it. You want to taste some chocolate tonight? You know, you want to taste some Cinnabon, you know, or you want some apples? Come on. Yeah, I does the freaky shit. This ain't an all the time thing, you know. I got a drawer full of that shit. We getting down.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, shout out to everybody that's rocking. And then again, when I'm doing my thing, man, you know, I got the little freaky juices, you know. Smelling like fruit and shit like that, man. We ain't just going dry. Fuck what you heard. Yep. Man, I'm clapping that from the back. I better not be smelling no, you know, no raw ass. It ain't that the woman I'm getting down with, you know, fresh out the shower. Regardless, man, you got to put on some squirt good fucking with me. You know, I'm putting the shout out to everybody. This is Rock Retrospects to everybody out there, regardless of the talkings and the messages. It's all respect. It's all LUV. You feel me? One of them other ones, you know, baby throwing that ass back and I tell her stop throwing it back. Oh man, and I'm just grabbing that hair, you know. I either grab the hair up in that one long tail, you know, or I do the double dutch shit. I got a gang of hair in both hands, you know. We doing a double dutch bunch up over here. Yeah, fuck what you heard. But when she throwing that ass back and then I got a hair in my hand, man, it's going down. And she get the moaning, that should be turning the motherfucker on mode. Come on. Hey, me and baby going crazy. This is one of the ones, right? This was years ago. I'm just having nostalgic memories. And I'm pounding from the back, you know, got them cheeks spread open. Then she think I'm finished. Now back out. She say, you done? I said, nah. Now close your legs. Man, and I went in that way. Man, she went crazy. She just, oh, shit, long strokes. You know it. It's going.
All right. This was another great episode. First off, before I do my closing thought, we just picked up another subscriber on YouTube just a few minutes ago. And like I said, I appreciate everyone that came through, left messages. I appreciate everyone that's up here. We are taking a 2-week break. And when we come back, we'll have all new topics, new just everything. And that, yeah, because that's it, right? Well,
yeah.
Yeah. All right. My final thought. I don't know if I can top any of the final thoughts that were given tonight. Yeah, I ain't got nothing. All right. We can go ahead and close this out. I got no final thought. I just wanted y'all at the edge of y'all seat. I thought y'all were gonna, maybe y'all thought I was gonna say something. I got nothing. Nothing at all. Nothing. But since I guess G-Man muted out. So, all right, we'll be back in 2 weeks.
Don't do that. G-Man, look, let me tell you something. Don't do that.
You didn't mute out.
I mute out because, look, Dale said he was leaving. I didn't want y'all to hear this sentimental situation.
Yeah.
Sentimental situation.
But he was like, man, I love you and all that stuff like that. You know what? I'm a guy of love. You know what I'm saying? I love every single person here. You know what I'm saying? Just call me P-Love. That's all.
Puff Daddy Love? Is that what you're saying?
No.
You might want to change that. No, you might not want to be P-Love. I'm just saying.
Yo. Hey, look. Let me tell y'all this, man. I'm going to tell y'all this. I really, really appreciate this panel tonight. And my man down there, what y'all call him? Big?
Rock.
Rock. Oh, Rock.
Oh, Rock. You know, I ain't got my glasses on tonight.
Rock.
Hey, Rock. When we do another, in 2 weeks, we need you to come. We need you and Callie. We're going to actually bring you guys up. Because it's fun having you guys, because you guys bring different, like, talking points for us and all that stuff like that. I know, like, I can go off the rail. I love going off the rail. Right now, I'm
buttering
off the rail. Let me tell you something. And I know that we're supposed to be ending the show. Like, never, ever buy a blow-up doll and think that it's good to drive around a tractor trailer truck and have sex with it.
Oh my God. G-Man, I didn't see that. I promise you I didn't see that one. I did not foresee that one.
That's why G-Man is out. We love you.
All right.
Yes, sir.
All right, y'all.
You want to give your closing thought, Gerard?
Go ahead. Give me another closing thought.
All right. 24 comes around every day. 2 times when you're not looking. But remember, your 52 steps will lead to a 365 vision.
I think for me, when you do your final thought, it just be the abrupt ending. So then it makes you think that there's more. But it just be like, ta-da, that's it. Like, that's it. Like, you know? Yeah. All right, well. I think I got
one
now.
I'm going to miss you guys for 2 weeks. Y'all better back chat me.
Okay.
All right.
Well, real quick, this is my...
Callie, you always doing shows, though.
Me?
Yeah. Yeah. You're always doing some. I mean, look. Only thing you gotta do is invite us.
But they're not my shows. I go into people's shows. I don't make shows. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to go ahead and close this on out. But my final thought is for the people that, you know, is out there, like you said, driving fat and trailer trucks. Hey. If you can't have sex with the person you live with, just go ahead and spend that $2.99 and get that ratchet doll.
Lick
it. Uh-oh.
And you can make things happen that way.
Make what things happen?
I don't know, what? Big Daddy. Oh, we need. We closing out. We gotta close out now. Yeah, we.
Bye, y'all.
We're gonna take it way too far. All right.